This week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com, I answer a question on switching survivor benefits. So welcome to this week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com. My name is Chris Stein. I'm a certified financial planner and a finance instructor at Colorado State University. And this week we received a question from a blog reader. The question, pretty straightforward actually, but it's something I think that more and more people are running into as kind of the generation where divorce became far more common is reaching retirement age. And her question is this. My mother is 69 years old and was married to my dad for 27 years before they got divorced. My mother subsequently married another man who died a couple years ago. She's receiving widow's benefits on his record. A couple months ago, my dad passed away. He made much more money than my mom's second husband. Is there any way my mom can switch to his larger benefit, or did her remarriage remove that option? Well, your mom is actually entitled to switch to her first husband's, your father's widow's benefit, would be called a divorced widow's benefit. To qualify for a divorced widow's benefit, one must be married for at least 10 years prior to divorce. So that 10-year rule, which comes up for both divorced widow's benefits and divorced spousal benefits, is that 10-year period. So we've talked about this before, but just as a reminder, if you're married close to 10 years, not that I'm encouraging someone to stay in a horrible marriage necessarily, but if you can delay the official termination of the marriage until that 10-year window, it leaves you far more options when you go to claim your Social Security at a later date. Just so you know, if you divorce prior to that 10-year period at, say, 9.5 years, you are not entitled to either a divorced spouse benefit or a divorced widow's benefit or widower's benefit, so oftentimes called a survivor's benefit more generically. So just a side note there. So clearly she qualifies after 27 years, but as most people know that when you remarry, we talk about it here on the blog. I kind of we're out west here, so I guess we'll use a Western metaphor that I always say that when you remarry, you hitch your wagon to a new horse. So maybe you say initially when they were divorced, your mother would have qualified for a divorced spouse's benefit. Once they got to the age of claiming, she would have been able to actually claim spousal benefits on his record had she not remarried. But once she remarries, she hitches her wagon to that new horse, and she is owed spousal benefits from that new marriage rather than the previous marriage. So the thinking, I guess, would normally be she's abandoned her claim on the benefits from her first marriage once she remarries. But that all changes when that second marriage breaks apart, if you will, whether through divorce or, in this case, death. Once that second marriage is over, her claiming options are then wide open again. She's able to pick and choose benefits based on what is best for her among all the benefits to which she is eligible to claim, for which she would be eligible to claim. And those benefits would include divorced and or spousal benefits on her first husband's marriage. So in this case, we're talking about those survivor's or widow's benefits specifically. If her first husband was still alive, she would be eligible to claim a divorced spouse's benefit on his record. And if that happened to be larger than the widow's benefit she was claiming from her second husband, she could switch even at that time. Now, since spousal benefits are lower, generally half of the wage earner's full retirement age benefit, it's unlikely that half of the first husband is going to be larger than all of the second husband who had passed away, their survivor benefit. But sometimes we actually do see that. In this case, that's not what's happening. Both of these husbands she's had are passed away, and she is able to switch. She's actually able to unhitch her wagon, if you will, from the second marriage and hitch it back up to the first one if it benefits her. Now, she doesn't, even though she's eligible for a widow's benefit on both of those husbands' records, she doesn't get both benefits. She's going to get only the higher of the two. And since this reader indicates that her first Her dad, which is the first husband, earned a lot more than the second one, then likely that is the higher benefit. That's why she's writing in. So the good news I can deliver on this question is, yes, she can actually switch, and she should do so right away without delay. As soon as the new benefit starts, the old benefit will stop, and she can then, for the rest of her life, collect that survivor benefit from her first marriage, not from the second. Now, as just a side note, a couple things. That 10-year requirement I mentioned, historically, it actually used to be 20 years. So you'd have to stay in a marriage for much longer before you would be able to claim benefits after divorce. It was lowered some 40 years ago, roughly, to only 10 years, which I think reflects kind of changing societal norms where more and more people were getting divorced. So they decided it was fairer for there to only be this kind of 10-year rule instead of the 20-year rule. And what this reader doesn't mention is her dad, if he had remarried. It only talks about her mother remarrying. If her dad had remarried, he's now passed away. That second wife of his is eligible for a full widow's benefits, as well as this person's mother, who was the original wife. And they don't split the benefit. This gets confused a lot. There's not one widow's benefit out there, say $2,000, just to make up a number. If he was a high wage earner, it might be up in that range or even higher. Say $2,000. If there's two widows, essentially one that was married for 27 years and then maybe one that he was married to, he wouldn't have to be married to that long, only 9 months before survivor benefits kick in. So maybe he was married to the second wife when he died. It's not that the two of them split the $2,000. They each get $2,000. So a total of $4,000 is paid out, which was much more than his benefit. And some people wonder, well, why is that fair? You always have to remember that in the grand scheme of things, they know this sort of thing is happening, and it's designed to absorb this kind of cost. And what did she have to give up? The mother here, in this particular case, this reader's mother, can't claim both. So she is giving up the benefit on her second husband in order to claim the one on her first one. So it isn't, you know, there is some give and take here back and forth. But that is how it is. You're not splitting it or sharing it. And the fact that you're claiming it does not reduce the benefit that the other wife, the second wife, may be getting. Also, along the same lines, as a spousal benefit, when you claim it, it does not reduce your spouse's benefit at all. It's a completely secondary, separate, standalone benefit. What you take as an entitlement doesn't ever reduce someone else's. The only time that happens is when you have auxiliary benefits like children that are claiming in a family, and there's a family maximum. They will kind of split it up. The fact that you claim might actually reduce one of the other children's benefits. That's an example where it might happen, but that's very, very rare. In clean kind of spousal or widow's benefits, that's never the case, where you claiming something isn't going to take money out of someone else's pocket. It's only coming from the Social Security system itself. So I hope this was, there's some bad news here, some sad news that this person's father has passed away. But the good news for the mother in this particular case is she can increase her widow's benefit by switching to her first husband's record instead of her second husband's. So thanks for joining us here on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com. If you have any question, like this reader had a question, please click on the Contact Us button right here on the blog, or you can send me an email directly to chris@jimhelps.com. Jimhelps.com is our main website here at the firm, at Jim Saulnier & Associates. This happens to be our Social Security blog, but the contact form is probably the easiest, but you can call, email, mail. You could write us in the contact information with the mailing addresses right on the website. But we welcome your questions. Love to answer your questions here on the blog. I'll see you next week with a brand new blog post.
Are you interested in your own customized Social Security analysis? If so, visit us at helpwithmysocialsecurity.com and click the Contact Jim and Chris button. Jim and Chris offer a $75 Social Security optimization analysis. that includes a one-hour consultation to discuss the specifics of your Social Security situation. This very affordable offer is for both singles and couples and will provide you the information you need to make an informed decision about claiming your Social Security benefits.
Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Jim Solnier, LLC, and Cambridge are not affiliated.